Exclusive: Republicans hammer Biden administration on disarray over coronavirus. By Jacob Bliss on July 27, 2021. Droves of Republican lawmakers hammered President Joe Biden and his administration for their disarray over their public failure on the Chinese coronavirus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced Tuesday they are now recommending individuals, even those vaccinated, mask up in certain settings. The Biden CDC on Tuesday announced they would be backtracking on their previous guidance. The Biden White House was in disarray, as they were unable to use their typical talking points to inform the press why vaccinated individuals would have to wear masks. As the administration's own health officials have said for months that individuals need to mask up if they don't get the vaccine. Breitbart News reported that Fox News's Peter Doocy asked Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, on Tuesday, if vaccines work, then why do people who have the vaccine need to now wear masks? The press secretary could not fully answer the question but replied, "The public health leaders in our administration have made the determination, based on data, that that is a way to make sure they're protected." On the guidance for masks, even for the vaccinated, Breitbart News obtained an exclusive statement from Republican Representative Louie Gohmert, TX. Until the Biden administration stops the thousands of people with COVID, Chinese coronavirus, from pouring into our country illegally, then shipping them all over the country, we are going to continue to have waves of outbreak of COVID. Chinese coronavirus, Gohmert said in reaction to Biden offering an unconditional surrender to the Chinese coronavirus by retreating on the mask guidance. Today's decision, sadly, was driven by politics, not science. Let me be clear, there should be no more COVID mandates, no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates, no vaccine passports, no lockdowns, and no school closures, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said in a statement to Breitbart News. Enough is enough. The CDC has lost its credibility when it comes to what decisions Americans should make about COVID-19. It's long past time we got back to trusting the American people, not unelected federal bureaucrats, Cruz added. Also in response, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, tweeted, "Vaccines work and vaccinated Americans should not have to wear masks." By forcing vaccinated Americans to return to masks, the Biden administration is not only casting doubt on a safe and effective vaccine but contradicting why vaccines exist, McCarthy added. Doocy, continuing to pressure Psaki, asked about Biden's previous stance on the CDC guidance. "Why did the president say, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask," noting if it was possible that that was going to turn out not to be true. Psaki admittingly said, "I think we're all dealing with an evolving virus where there's no playbook and no historic precedent." She noted there is no playbook for dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. But, as Breitbart News reported, in the last presidential election, then-candidate Joe Biden constantly claimed that Trump had set aside a so-called playbook that the outgoing Obama-Biden administration prepared for pandemics. Evidently, even CNN is panning the Biden administration to get a straight answer. Oliver Darcy of CNN tweeted after the announcement, "This is the hospitalization rate in Manhattan, an area CDC is urging universal masking in." CDC officials should really face questions from news orgs as to why they are treating areas like Manhattan the same way they're treating hot spots in the South with hospitalization spikes. He included a chart of the hospitalization rates.